Hey, this is Ted Cantu with the Online Money Machine Show. We've brought back our podcast, and we're just glad to be back. We're on two different channels now. We're on Pod Pickle and or Podomatic, which is where we started. And we'll have the links on our description. So welcome. And we got a little music planned today. Springtime is here. Brand new year, 2021. We got the Primitives here playing for you. Great stuff. All right, so we have a lot to really go through. A lot of changes happen with online marketing. The COVID has been pretty destructive on local businesses. And what we're finding out today is that a lot of businesses still say they're in business, but they're off the grid. They're not, I mean, they don't exist. I mean, they're basically empty storefronts. But yet on Yelp, it says that they're still, you know, alive and kicking. So we're, everything from salons to beauty products and retail stores are closed. But on Yelp, it says that they're still, you know, alive and kicking. So how do we help these people? That's part of the focus today. So we'll be looking at that. And also, we've got some other things taken off with Yelp. Some problems, actually. They're only showing the best reviews if you pay them. They're very predatory on local businesses. And that's a thing I'm really against. I really want to help local places and local businesses really fight back. And we have a free platform to help you do that. I mean, it's amazing. So we've changed our focus quite a bit on what we're doing. But so we're talking about some really good strategies, how to take over on that. You don't have to run ads every day. I think there's a big misconception right now that you have to run ads to get in front of people. And really, I think ads are it's getting more and more complex. And a lot of businesses right now are in survival mode. A lot of them don't want to do a daily ad spend. That's the other part of it. So there's some political things taken off here that we need to, you know, pay attention to. And we also have some things taken off with an online billboard strategy. We'll be talking about that a little bit. So these are some of the things that are popping up. I'm just going to go down the list of my categories here. So anyway, welcome to the show. I'm Ted Cantu. I'm an ex-art director. I lived in Chicago, in New York City. I was doing advertising there on a big level. I've also went through the dot-com era. I saw a lot of mistakes, a lot of wasted dollars on ineffective marketing. I've also figured out how to master the search engines. And we've got a great online downloadable book for you called How to Stay High Touch in a No-Touch World. It's a PDF. It's about 13 pages. It's got some really awesome case studies in there. And you can check out what we've done. And we've picked up some really great clients, too, from this. Because we've shown people how to get some real attention on the web. A lot of your search engine strategies have changed quite a bit. There's multiple sitemaps that you need to put in your sites now to make them active and mobile friendly. So do download that. It's on my site, tedcantu.com. So that's tedcantu.com. Also, if you have any questions, leave me a voice message on 248-277-6141, and then somebody will get back to you. Me, hopefully. we're a little precautious now because we get a lot of scam calls. I'm sure you get them too. So we don't usually pick up all of the time. You know, you need to leave a message first. If you want to leave a message on our 800 number, that might be the best way too. That's 1-888-305-2532. That's 1-888-305-2532. And just leave me a message. And then, or drop a line on the forum. Ask me a question. That's fine, too. That works either way. So with that being said, welcome to the show. I've got some tips here for restaurants. I see a lot of restaurants that went under. It's really alarming. The COVID was unexpected last year. It wreaked a lot of devastation here right in Metro Detroit. I saw a lot of places close. A lot of restaurants folded. A lot of places survived, but I mean, it's just it's really sad and depressing to see that. We tried to survive with carryout options, and our governor closed a lot of places down. This went on for months. So we're just now starting to get open again. And of course, we got COVID shots now. We got the vaccine that's out. So we see some daylight, which is good. But how do you survive in this thing, this marketing thing? I want to say that I was offered a chance to speak before all this trouble started. And I must have spoke in front of like 20 people. I don't think it was any more than that. This is about a year or so ago. And I remember asking all the people in the audience, I said, well, how many agencies are do we have in here today? And it was funny because every hand went up. So I'm an agency. Like Foot Kona Belding, Young and Rubicam, BBDO, all the places I used to play in. And I say play, I mean work in, because work was play for me. I had a blast. And it was funny because every hand went up, and a lot of these guys I knew, they never had any agency experience whatsoever. They never worked for the Giants. They never worked for major brands. They never did. And these are people I know. And they're usually doing, like, you know, pedestrian things like, working out of their homes with an MLM type thing. Or they're always chasing the next shiny object. And I knew for a fact that they're not agency people. They're just not. I was horrified because it's everybody and their brother and their mother thinks they're an ad agency now. And it really saturated the scene. It used to be a really exclusive type thing. I mean, you're well-read, you do copywriting, you do, writing really a good, effective sales copy, you can sell. You're a media guy, you can do web video, you can do press releases, whatever. I mean, it was so unique and so special. And now everybody says they're a media group. And I think that what's funny about it is that it scares a lot of business owners. When you say the word agency to somebody, it freaks them out. Because they're thinking like, oh, yeah, I got to pay like a $3,000 a month retainer. I got to do, you know, under a contract. And some of that stuff does happen, obviously. But I just find the marketing scene to be very predatory, and it scares a lot of people. So, and I'm going to be frank with you. I have a very limited group of resources and people, and we don't take on every job. So we're not looking to, you know, sell you and make a, you know, $1 million off a few clients. We're offering a free platform to make an extensive reach first. And then we'll decide, you know, if it's a good fit for you and me, and if we want to work together, that's fine, and make some more media. What's going on now with that is we're not going to really be doing as much production as we used to. We'll be doing mostly sales kits, and I will be assisting you with creating your own media umbrella on the web. Online real estate, that's everything. So you need to really have a wider fingerprint out there. So let me get back to this thing about this the restaurant scene. Top three things I would do right now if I was struggling as a restaurateur, I'd definitely get a YouTube channel. Make some quality videos. They don't have to be Hollywood at all. And trust me on this, as long as you show what you do, the uniqueness of what you do, the value of your food, is it's gonna really speak volumes for what you're creating to the people. There has to be a connection. Video is the best way to do it. Video is cool too because you can put it on YouTube, you can put it on Daily Motion, and you can also put it on I think it's Vimeo. Those are three of the best places. There used to be a lot more, but some of the services for online video have actually become watered down over the last few years. And when I say that, I'm looking at things like I think there was Crackle. There used to be so many of them. There was a Yahoo video thing. Some of these platforms have actually fell, or they became paid, or they were bought out. So the list isn't quite as extensive as it used to be. But there's a lot of video out there. You just have to be very selective of how you do it. These things can go viral. They can go to page one very quickly. When I say very quickly, I mean like 5 minutes in some cases. If you tag it right and if you give it the right title, that's really, really important. So it's important that you do that. Of course, you want to link it back to your site. I like to link it back to the sitemaps of whatever I'm promoting inside the description. When you make hyperlinks to your description, it helps your site boost up a lot higher. So that's really, really cool. And the other thing I'm looking into is we used to have a really great connection with Twitter. Anything you want to do with Twitter, you could basically link it back to your website or your page or really anything, and it would show up on page one of Google. That was true up until recently, after the election and all the trouble that happened, and there's been a lot of censorship since the election. Twitter, for whatever reason, stopped ranking links on your personal search. So if you have a business or a restaurant, they don't show up anymore. That may change, but right now I've noticed that mine have been taken off on what I'm working on. So what does that leave you? Two choices. You can either build your own mobile pages or have like a site that's off of your main site, and you build mobile pages that'll rank very quickly. And when I say quickly, I mean like a week or 2 weeks, they'll actually start appearing. You could also do WordPress pages, and that'll work too if you have the right extensions, if you have the right plugins. And most of the plugins are free. There's a couple that you can buy that'll help with your search engine results. They're getting better and better, and they would help you with mobile search. So it's a whole new game now, and it can be a very, very expensive one, which is why we're actually teaching it instead of actually doing it, because the production dollars can go pretty quick. And if you got a good resource person on your team that can figure things out, do your own blogging, set up your web pages, that sort of thing, then we'll assist you with that. But we changed our focus so we can actually help more people. And by doing that, we were able to lower our price too, so we can service more people and actually get you more connected in your local community. So those are some of the challenges and some of the things that we come across. Now, we're talking about other places that you can appear on Google. I just think it's gotten so political now. It's really interesting. We used to be able to count on places like Blogger. We did some stuff with some press releases. It's been pretty interesting because they're not as strong as they used to be. And we used to have something going on with Google Plus. Now, Google Plus is a really great platform at one time. But Google Plus has actually been taken down by Google because guys like me figured out how to really maximize the value of it and help local businesses, which basically means that my clients weren't buying ads every day. They weren't buying any ads, really. And they really just put the kibosh on it and just shut it down. So, unfortunately, they're not as extensive as they used to be. You know, back in the day, we had stuff like Feedburner. That was great. Those days are gone. They're not as effective as they used to be. You'll be spinning a lot of wheels. I think the best thing you can do right now is web video, tag it for mobile, make mobile pages, and WordPress is probably the top three. So when you do production dollars, anything like that, you want to kind of like think of it that way. There's also online billboards. If you got a budget, then we have an online billboard program, which is pretty cool. It works very similar, but then we actually buy ads too. Now, when I say buy ads, I mean like mostly on Facebook, and we will run an ad account for you on Google, and it gets a little complicated because you got to remember you're playing against the house, and these guys really want to just get you in a daily ad spend that just, it just flushes through a lot of a lot of cash. A lot of people don't want to do that right now. And if it's, for what it's worth, I hope you're taking notes, because Facebook is only 7% of the local business online, you know, online presence. Let me back that up. What I'm trying to say is that only 7% of all businesses are actually on Facebook. Okay. LinkedIn, there's more businesses. Again, I think I've talked about this in the past. There's also some problems there with a lot of bots on the site of LinkedIn. I mean, people are using this bot thing. It's a messenger bot that goes into people's inboxes and tries to start a conversation about selling. And, you know, LinkedIn really turned me off for a lot of reasons, because I don't really have real conversations with people. I have a lot of conversations with pre-scripted bots that are very insincere and a waste of time, really. And I just find it very impersonal and invasive, and just I don't put my value in it. So, but that is what's happening. But there are a lot of business owners that are out there. I think there are people who are really struggling with this stuff, and that's just what I think. So, the other thing I want to tell you about online marketing, which really interesting, is that Google only takes 18% of all websites and puts them in their index. That's 18% of all websites. So a lot of insurance companies, a lot of real estate companies that are doing this, they're having a really, really hard time getting found. It's really hard for them. And I'll probably do a separate podcast on that, because that's a whole different animal altogether. I think it's really, you know, it could be a really tricky thing to figure out on your own. We took all the strategies and all the experience that we have. We boil it down to a course. It's about 250 pages of what you need to do when you build online media. I think it should be updated, because we made quite a few renovations since then, and have actually improved a lot of that. So I guess the main takeaway from what I'm telling you today is you need about, and just bear with me for a minute, you need about 15 pages of content for every category that you have in your local area. You want to think about buying online real estate. This is really what it's all about. And you can buy your domains, and you can buy them. You should buy domains with a city in them, with a name in them, you know, of what you do, as well as the names of your company. It's an art to it. There's a real art to it. I have a guy right now I'm working with. We're doing a cryptocurrency development global. And we got about $3,000 worth of domains. Actually, it's probably more than that. I just talked to him Friday, and he's got more domains he's adding to this thing. We're building a monster. It's really incredible. And that's another podcast, because there's more stuff to that. And if you're interested in what's going on over there, it's really great. We got this awesome exit strategy that you can put cash back into your bank. So, I mean, from around the world, if you trade globally, it's really cool. Anyway, that's some of the stuff that's going on in the studio these days. And, of course, you know, we're moving back to New York, the East Coast. And we're going to stir some things up over there. So that's pretty cool stuff. I got to tell you that I think you want to create an impact with your surrounding area, whatever that might be. If you're on the food services, like Grubhub, or you got some stuff going on with... you know, there's so many of them now, Uber Eats and all these other things, that people really think in terms of entertainment, necessity, and speed. So we actually started to do with optimizing pages based on major crossroads and even highways, like in my area, 696 and M5. And then we got like Woodward Avenue and all the others and stuff. And you think in themes as far as like movies and rentals and entertainment and even sports, really. And you start to find that the way you structure your pages and the content that you put on there. People like to think in themes. They buy in themes. So that is something to really consider. You know, instead of just throwing your money out the window, I want you to really stop and think about, where's my money going and how can I maximize my online presence to my audience? You know, it's, I know we're running a little late here with the 20 minutes on the podcast, but let me just show you something. I used to work for the WWE when I was in Stanford. That's the World Wrestling Federation. Now it's World Wrestling Entertainment Group. But I was very impressed with their marketing system because they had, these guys really knew their clients right down to what they bought, what kind of snacks they were into, what TV shows they watched. It was almost brutal. And it's about like this, basic, like a 1,000-page, like a phone book type thing of marketing material just for their customer base. Based on that information, they would actually take this information and sell their licensed, you know, entertainment properties and their likenesses of their wrestling characters and put them on products like Doritos and beach towels and T-shirts. So you have all these different wrestlers like The Rock and you know, the Dudley Brothers and all these guys. It was interesting because they really knew their audience and they knew what kind of products they would do that they would like. And they leased out their artistic license for like 3 months at a time. It was very expensive. So you had like products like wrestling, Chef Boyardee. I remember that one with Chris Jericho and all these guys. It was really, really cool. But it was so intense and so precise. And it was run like a business. That's why Vince McMahon's a billionaire. Believe it or not, he really is. And that part of it was really intriguing. Most businesses that I know, that I come across, they do not know their audience. It's really just kind of shocking. They don't know who their buyer is. They don't know who their audience is. And I had an investor client. I asked him, like, who's your best 5 online referrals? And he said, well, anybody who's interested in investing, anybody who's, you know, they want to invest. And it's so generic and so non-descriptive that it's no wonder that he got no action. Week after week, there was never any action at all, which is mind-blowing. And, you know, if you got a family, you got, obviously, you got expenses. You got cars to pay for. You got insurance. You got a mortgage. You got kids. And you got spouse. Right? They're going to want to find out what's going on, Dad. Where's my money? Where's my, you know, how come things aren't moving? You got to know your audience. You got to know your 5 best traffic sources. If you did a backpedal on your site, say for example, Google Analytics is a good one. You can actually install that on all your pages and find out who your best traffic sources come from. It might blow your mind because a lot of times your sites, your business, you'd be surprised who your top 5 sources are. That's a good way to tell. It might be coming off a blog. It might be coming from a referral site. It could be coming from a video. Most people, though, don't know. Most businesses don't know, which is really amazing. I've consulted with like over different 65 different industries, and I had people in automotive. I had people in car dealerships and real estate, and they can't even tell me. They can't even tell me who their best 5 online referral sources is, and that's scary. And this is year in and year out. And it's like that all the time, which is really just, you know, you got to know who you're talking to. Yet, most people don't. So when I hear things like, you know, when I go into a meeting and I hear like, how many people in this room are, you know, have an ad agency, every hand should not go up. In fact, maybe one or two at best. But if you're talking about like online, you know, just intensive study and experience. I mean, it's just like, wow. I mean, there really shouldn't be any hands going up, to be honest with you, because I've hired some of these guys. I got to tell you, and it wasn't a good experience. And for me, and I'm a very seasoned advertising guy, I was not thrilled with the output. So I can't imagine what you're going through out there. And it's unbelievable. So anyway, okay, so we're going to 25 minutes. I'm going to probably wrap up this podcast. We've got a demo reel of online video and online search engine rankings that we put together. It's pretty thorough. We did a promotion for Iron Maiden beer, believe it or not. The rock band Iron Maiden, they have a beer from Britain. And unfortunately, we couldn't use the video because the liquor store, his lawyer, didn't want to promote beer online. I guess there's some legal thing. You got to put like an age restriction on it. I got to find out more about it. But we stripped out his content, his store, and just kept the graphics and the music. And I think if you look at that and check out the other stuff that we've done with some of our online branding, that you'll be very, very impressed with that. You're very intrigued to find out more. These websites actually rank really, really well. The videos rank really, really well. We got another thing taken off over in Billings, Montana, for an alternative health company. That's another thing. We've got some stuff taken off in Seattle, Washington, right now, and we really want to create this online umbrella. That's a free platform that you can, you know, promote yourself on for free. You know, we do the heavy lifting for you. We just love to have you on. See, the more people that we get on this thing, the more benefit I'm going to be able to bring to you, because there'll be all this cross-pollination of online presence and like-minded businesses, and also we can link them all together, and it's going to be just a really sensational thing. What a blessing it is right now. Phone company's not going to do that for you. Yelp is not going to do that for you. Google is definitely not going to do that for you. And either is Facebook, by the way. The cool thing is that we have an open architecture on our platform. It basically means you don't have to be in Facebook to see our stuff. You don't have to be in Instagram or TikTok to see our stuff. You can just go on your phone and talk into it and basically say, you know, restaurants near me, Walled Lake. Restaurants near me, Novi. Good chance you're going to be in that search. You're going to be right there. And that's what we want. That's the only thing we want to do, is be right where we want to be, which is page one and on the first page of choices. You know, we're talking to a blank wall. We paid money to be in part of a B&I group. And God bless them, they didn't understand what we were trying to do. In fact, I kind of shot myself in the foot because I signed a bunch of papers, and there was a way that we were not allowed to contact certain people in a certain way. And I paid for a bunch of rules, basically, and I don't want rules. In fact, my company is set up in such a way that I don't have investors. I don't have to answer to people for, advisors or any of that stuff. I got free reign to do whatever I want. I didn't borrow money to build this company. I built it out of my own pocket, and which is nice, is I don't have to answer to investors or a review board, or there's no censorship on my platform. It's a wide open thing. And I guess I'm a little long-winded today, but just bear with me. My musician clients, my musician properties, film reviews and stuff that we did for our news site, Hot Metro Finds, we actually popped up worldwide for some of our online, you know, reviews. I did a thing for the Fleshtones, for their movie, rock band, the Fleshtones. They're from the 70s, and they're from New York, but they made a movie, and that's, if you just type in Fleshtones movie, that's my property, Hot Metro Finds. It's global. Did a thing for some punk rock bands, some documentaries. Those went global, and I was really impressed that it happened in a few days, and they kind of stunned me a little bit, because these are mobile pages that we're talking about now, not just web video, but mobile pages, and we realized that we have the secret sauce to make this stuff happen. It was pretty amazing. What you bring to the table for us will help our success. So if you have scripted stuff or descriptions of your food, if you have descriptions of the process of how you make the food, or your story of your chef story or whatever, you know, that's going to really, really help us in the long run, because the more content you get out there, the higher you're going to go. the nice thing about it is that, you know, this is it's a very quick thing. This page one ranking on websites. If you have content, if you don't, it's a bit tricky. You know, I find a lot of websites are built wrong. Even a lot of websites are really ugly now because all this mobile, the whole artistic look of them. Every website kind of looks the same, very boring. And you don't have to really do that. We've got different styles of pages that you can create. I like to give Google a mix, like a video web page. I like to do, like mobile pages are fine. But I also like to give them a full artistic spread, like Hot Metro finds, because what you find out is that it kind of looks like the Village Voice. The web browser is very forgiving, like Chrome. It'll actually put your page into an actual mobile friendly format for you automatically, even if you don't follow the Google's agenda and try to make try to conform to them. So really what I'm saying to you is be a nonconformist and give them a lot of variety, and they're going to pick and choose what they like. They're going to pick originality over conformity. I guarantee it every time. So anyway, now I'm talking for a half hour, and I offered to leave you, with a few words of wisdom earlier. I overstepped my boundaries, I guess. But listen, if you want to contact us again, that phone number is 248-277-6141. Leave us a message. We'll call you back. Leave us a question. We'll call you back. Or you can text me on that number, 248-277-6141. But with all the spam calls, all of the robocalls, all of the intrusive harassment that we get in our office running a business during this COVID political era, we've been pranked, harassed, abused, and just bullied by just nonprofit groups and just crazy stuff. So we screen our calls. I'm sure you do too. It's a logical thing to do in 2021. Anyway, if you want to find out more about our website and our program and our coaching and everything else, you go to tedcantu.com. That's TEDCANTU.com. And I want to thank you for listening. And I'm going to cue up some music here for you. And then we'll see you on the next podcast. Take care. We'll see you online.